Welcome to the New to Cooking Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we create a safe place to go. I have no idea what I'm doing in the kitchen, and realize that when you try something new in the kitchen, you're either going to get a really great meal or a really good story. All right, so this week I went out of the kitchen, being that as I record this, it's August 2020, and I went outside to cook. And I have grilled things. I have a gas grill. It's your typical Home Depot, probably $120, nothing fancy kind of grill. And I've cooked hamburgers on it, and I have cooked boneless chicken thighs on it. And I decided, I was looking around as I'm getting ready to move. I will be moving basically about 7 minutes south here in Ohio. And I thought, I need some food in the fridge because I'm going to have no time to cook. So kind of trying to plan ahead. And they didn't have any boneless chicken thighs, but they had chicken thighs with the bone in them. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll get a pack of these. And sometimes I will cook these in an air fryer that I have. Sometimes I've never cooked them. I have an indoor grill, but I was like, you know what? I do the boneless chicken thighs on the grill. Why not just throw these on there as well? So I'll be talking about that in just a second and how it came out. But I actually went to Charbroil, which is a maker of fine, cheap, gas grills. And so if you're new to cooking on a grill, these might come in handy. And the first one is, typically, now this is for cooking chicken thighs, according to their website, you should preheat your grill at 350 degrees. Well, that assumes that your grill has a thermometer on it. And if you bought the cheapo one, you're kind of out of luck. And okay, that's fine. And then they say with direct and indirect cooking zones. Now, what that means is a direct cooking zone is, well, right above a flame, and an indirect zone is the cooler side of the grill, away from the heat source. So the idea is you should also obviously take some sort of steel brush and clean the gook off the grill. And then, and this is something I didn't do, spray it with some sort of PAM or anti-stick spray, things like that. And then basically you put the chicken on the grill. And so the couple things I didn't realize was non-stick. Never thought about that because I'm used to cooking in the kitchen where everything is nonstick. And I didn't realize, in theory, they talk about preheating your grill. And in some cases, that can take 10 minutes. And I think I basically go over, I turn my grill on all the way, I start it, close the lid, go in, grab the chicken, maybe get a glass of water, and I'm ready to cook. So I'm letting it preheat for one or 2 minutes, if that. So it's not really super hot yet. And I'll explain how my in-the-bone chicken thighs came out right after this. NewToCookingShow.com/Tavola is the website you want to go to. I'm talking about the Tavola Smart Oven. I have one, and it's great. There's no more preheating, so it's going to speed things up. You scan a grocery's barcode, and it cooks the food perfectly. So that Pop-Tart, that Gino's Pizza Roll, whatever you're doing, and you can also order their food, and the food can be as inexpensive as $11.99 a meal. Now, the last time I went to Chipotle, it was basically $11, and there's no driving, there's no shopping, and it's great tasting food. The beauty of this is you can get $100 off the oven right now by going to newtocookingshow.com/Tavola. That's T-O-V-A-L-A, and you have 100 days to try it out. If you don't like it, you can return it for free. It's amazing. There are multiple cooking modes. You can actually steam things, broil it, all sorts of things, baking. It's all there, preheating, and there's a smart app. You can tie it into your Wi-Fi. It's amazing. Check out the video and save $100 by going to newtocookingshow.com/Tavola. So I grabbed my chicken thighs, put it on my non-greased grill that I had cleaned with the flames all the way up. And I have done this with like I said, boneless chicken thighs, and I would get some flames coming up and things like that. And to make a long story short, this thing turned into the grill from Oz. You know, that one scene where it's like, the great Oz has spoken. It's like, and things are just shooting. Yeah, it was just going nuts. And I remember when I was growing up, back in the day, we had charcoal grills. You'd go out and buy some Kingsford, spew a bunch of lighter fluid on it, light that thing and hope it didn't take off your eyebrows. And then I remember the way that you turned down the grill was to squirt water on it. And I actually was thinking, I need to buy a squirt bottle for my grill. And the only thing I can think of is maybe this chicken had a little more fat on it because of the bone. They hadn't edited the chicken at all. And then the other thing I've noticed is while I'm cleaning the actual grill, the top grill part, the spokes, for lack of a better phrase, I can't think of what it's actually called. But the one thing I haven't been cleaning is the inside of the grill. And there's that what used to be silver thing that covers the actual heating element, and that thing's gross. So I will be taking that out and cleaning it. I did at the beginning of the, you know, summer, but I have not since then, and I've been cooking a bit on that, and that's really what was catching on fire was the gook on that thing underneath the actual grill part. So that was that. And so that was the first time I cooked chicken thighs on the grill. And I bought two packs. So it's time to cook pack number two. And I'm like, all right, we're going to avoid the Grill of Oz. So what I did here is I turned the burners up all the way, preheated it. Still didn't know I was supposed to be, you know, letting it preheat for 10 minutes, but probably let it preheat for 5. And then I turned the burners down almost all the way, put the chicken on, and that worked much better. I did come out at one point, and there was part of the gook that had reignited. And I didn't know I was doing it, but I did indirect cooking by putting the chicken in the non-flaming part. So that would be the indirect cooking zone. And it came out much better. And it's kind of interesting because half the thing that is great about cooking on a grill is you get some of that kind of black, I don't know, smokiness to it. And I keep reading that that's actually really cancerous. And I'm like, oh, please don't take that away. That's one of my favorite things. So my tips from grilling things that I'd never grilled before was, number one, really clean your grill. Not just the top thing with the spokes, but clean that thing that's covering the, you know, the gas element there. That would be another thing. Then when you're getting ready to cook again, clean it again, just because you never know. Maybe you missed it. And then use some sort of anti-stick spray, not while the gas is on, by the way, because if that thing's flammable, there goes your hand. So spray it down, put some non-stick oil on it on some type, then preheat it. Then again, start with your heat down and move its way up. And then, like it says here, when things are done, because there are just parts of the grill that are going to be hotter based on what's going on, you know, maybe. And what I will do, I think, in the future is I have two burners, I guess you would say, on this. I have a left side and a right side, and maybe leave the left side on, make that the direct heat, and then turn down the other channel. So if I need a kind of a cooler side for things that either cooked quicker, because sometimes you'll get one chicken that's a little smaller than the other, it's done and you don't feel like going in and, you know, grabbing a plate just yet. You're trying to make sure things don't catch on fire. That may be a way to go. Out in the show notes, I'll put a link to, they have a, I might try this. It's a recipe on Charbroil's grill on their website for grilled chicken thighs with honey ginger glaze. And that is something, I know honey is sweet. I had ginger in the cauliflower thing I made in the last episode. Maybe I should give this a shot. So in this case, I still have my eyebrows. And that's the other thing. When your grill turns into the Grill of Oz, it turns your chicken thighs into hockey pucks. So when I first came out and it was just going crazy, it had really just burned the outside of these things. So what I ended up doing was kind of cutting off that first layer of skin. And then the meat underneath actually wasn't bad. But if you try to eat through it, number one, it looks like you lost teeth because you end up with all this black crud in your teeth. That's no fun. So that was the other fun ramification of the Grill of Oz, is some of these were just basically hockey pucks on the outside, just black and dead. So there you go. Like I said, when it comes to new to cooking, you're going to either end up with a good meal or, in this case, a good story. NewToCookingShow.com/contact is how you can get involved in the conversation if you have any tips or strategies you want to share. Hey, and if you know somebody who is also new to cooking, can you go up and say, hey, have you started listening to the New to Cooking Show? Find it at NewToCookingShow.com. Thanks for listening. I think you left a burner on.